Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm your pal, Kate Spencer.
I'm Dory Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
I think you're my pal, Dory.
Oh, thank you, Kate. I am your pal.
Thank you. And listeners, we're your pals because this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you, we share your comments, your thoughts, and answer any questions you might have to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And we really, really love to hear from you. If you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. Put it in your phone. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Let's kick things off with an email.
Take it away.
From a listener.
D.
All right. I shall. Hi, Kay and Dory. I'm really excited about how I've simplified my skincare routine and needed to share to someone, and I didn't know who else to go to. I'm also attaching a picture of my face so you can make a call for yourself on whether or not it's satisfactory.
It was a great picture. Of course, it's any picture anyone sends us is satisfactory.
Some context. I'm 26, live in the Midwest, hello humidity, have oily as F skin. That's what she wrote. And have dealt with cystic acne all my life. I was an MLM junkie and used very complex ingredients in a 5-step process every morning and evening. And after listening to Forever 35 and Natch Butte extensively in 2019, decided to overturn my routine to cruelty-free, vegan, and XX-free products. What does that mean?
I don't know. Hormone?
Oh, maybe. And boy, oh boy, did my skin react. Skincare steps. 1. Evening, part 1. Drunk Elephant Best Number 9 Jelly Cleanser. This has changed my skin completely.
Okay, when I read this, I was like, gotta buy it.
I mean, I haven't heard such a rave about this cleanser.
No.
She loves it.
Piqued my interest.
Evening part 2, Thayer's Witch Hazel Toner. Evening part 3, my Garden of Life Probiotic, which I fully believe has made my gut healthy and my skin much less reactive to eating dairy and processed foods. Used to get really bad acne with dairy and eggs especially. 4, morning part 1, micellar water, currently with Garnier, which is not a cruelty-free brand, so I would love to hear a refresher on Dory's recommendations for my next purchase. 5, morning part 2, Thayer's Witch Hazel Toner. And for the 2 months of the year that are freezing and dry, I use a Trader Joe's gel moisturizer in the evenings while I sleep, and I sleep with a humidifier, and I slather Vaseline. Ugh, if only there was a vegan equivalent on my lips to keep them protected. I want to thank you guys for helping me with this. The routine is extremely simple, but has taken months of trying out your recs and listening to your pod to hone into what my skin truly needs, and I was able to do it at a relatively affordable price point, a per-day cost of about 66 cents a day. And for those days when acne does pop up, I add Grace as my top product in my skincare routine because acne is normal, and I remind myself to love my face those days too.
That was my favorite line.
The best.
Grace as my top product. What a beautiful end to that email, listener. And your photo, I will say, was so wonderful because you were beaming. You were smiling and that, and you just looked full of joy.
I would be remiss if I did not mention one thing.
Go on.
I would love for you to start wearing a sunscreen.
Great call.
Thank you.
Even if you're in a cold place.
Even if you're in a cold place. I would love to see you just putting on that sunscreen every morning. Also, you know, look, if this is working for you and you don't have to use moisturizer except a couple months out of the year with the gel moisturizer, great. I think most people, they would find this routine too drying, but it apparently works for her. So,
and they sleep with a humidifier.
Yeah. So who am I to say?
Who are you? But you are the right person to say wear a sunscreen.
I am the right person to say that.
You can say it.
Please wear sunscreen.
All right. Let's hear from a listener over the voicemail.
Let's do that.
Hey, Kate and Dory. I was just calling because I just saw that you guys won iHeartRadio Awards Best Beauty Podcast. And I just wanted to say that I'm so proud of you. And it's awesome. And I felt like sharing it with the world that my friends won a podcast, even though I know that you don't know me. And I also saw that your Minnesota correspondent, Nora McInerney, won as well. And I just wanted to say that I think you are also deserving of winning. And congratulations. All right. I love the pod and have a great day. Bye.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's really kind.
That's so sweet.
It was a thrill. We talk about it on an upcoming full-length episode.
Yeah, on this week's full-length episode.
We will get into it.
Great and gory detail.
Oh, gory detail. But that's very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you so much.
It was a true honor, and it's a thrill to get to make this podcast. So
yeah,
all we want is to make you proud.
Yeah.
So thanks. Someone else commented on our award, but that wasn't the focus. They said, hi, congratulations on your award. So well deserved. Thank you. I saw your Instagram story mentioned press on nails, and I had to write in. I am a huge fan of press on nails and use them all the time. I used to love gel manicures, but they were expensive and bad for my nails. A regular polish manicure chips so easily that I always feel like I wasted money on a manicure that I ruined in a day or two. Now I wear Impress stick on nails and I love it. It looks like a gel manicure, but costs about $7 and I can do it at home. I buy them at CVS or order a bunch online from the website once a year. I actually found a few sets on Poshmark recently, which was a fun surprise. So excited that Kate discovered the magic of a press-on manicure too. Did I ever, listener?
You sure did. You talk about this as well on our next full-length episode.
Yeah, this changed. I used to love press-on nails when I was a kid.
Who didn't?
And recently I saw a friend and I complimented her manicure and she was like, oh, these are press-on nails. So then I went and got them myself, and I can say they're great, and they stay on.
Yeah.
Like they are on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about them popping off.
How do you take them off?
You apply a little bit of nail polish remover around the edges.
Oh,
kind of let that sit for 60 seconds. And then I kind of use the little, like little stick that it comes with to peel them. Yeah. Gently away from my nail.
Lovely.
Yeah. So thank you, listener. And shout out to all my press-on people, my fellow press-on heads. Press heads. That's what we're called, Dory. I don't know if you know that. There's a whole world of us. All right. We have a book recommendation that I was intrigued by. I want to know if you've read it. Here it is.
Hey, longtime listener, first time caller, calling from Los Angeles. And I had a book recommendation for Kate in particular, but I could see how both of you would enjoy this. It's the newly released Uncanny Valley, a memoir by Anna Wiener. I'm sure this will be totally on y'all's radar. But as somebody who shares Kate's sentiment about social media, I figured you would find this extremely eye-opening and enraging in the most positive way, and that it would inspire you, possibly, like the way it's inspired me, to continue to stay off social media. So I would recommend checking it out. Thank you. Love the podcast. Bye.
Have you read this one, Dory?
No, but it's on my radar.
It's on your TBR list.
It's on my TBR list.
Which I actually think it's the perfect book for you because you wrote a whole novel about startup culture.
I'm very interested in this book. I have not had a chance to actually read it yet, but I'm kind of dying to read it. It's a memoir of her time in Silicon Valley. She wrote an essay for N+1 a few years ago that I don't know if it was like the basis of this book or kind of inspired this book, but it was about working in Silicon Valley and it was amazing. And I'm like scared but excited to read her book.
I'm very curious as to how it's going to make me want to stay off social media. Because I already want to be off of it, but sometimes I just can't resist.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Thank you. I've added that to my list. I love a book rec.
Totally.
Thank you, listener.
Let's take a short break.
Let's do it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is.
Mm-hmm.
But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So, Dory, we received a voicemail from a listener that just warmed my heart so deeply.
Hey, Kat and Dor, this is Jess calling from Connecticut. I just wanted to say thank you guys for creating this podcast. And, you know, I was actually just reconnecting with a friend who I was, you know, a dumb early 20-year-old, and I like ghosted her for no reason. And now I'm, you know, was thinking about how to grow my friend group and really thinking about her and how I was kind of an awful friend to her, you know, 10 plus years ago. And I reached out late last year, kind of inspired by the podcast and kind of the community you've created of just wonderful, amazing, and supportive women who, you know, I think if I was to have asked you guys, should I reach out to her, you would have been like, yes, do it. What is there to lose? And so I kind of had your words in the back of my mind when I reached out to her late last year. And, you know, today we just met up at a bar and we had a couple beers and shared a pretzel, and it was so amazing. And, you know, I felt like I was going to vomit on the way over, and I put on an episode of Forever 35, and it was kind of like you guys were pep talking me, kind of the whole way through the process. And so I just want to say thank you for inspiring me to reconnect with an old friend, and hopefully, you know, if you were to play this on the podcast, it could inspire other people to kind of do the same thing, because you really don't have very much to lose. And so many people are so forgiving and so wonderful out there. It's hard to remember that sometimes when you have these little demon voices in our heads. Anyway, thank you guys. Love you guys. Love the podcast. Talk to you soon. Bye.
I love that.
I do too. I like that we were there with you.
Totally.
I also just want to say you're a real leader in this area, because I don't know if I would have the courage to reconnect with a friend that I ghosted. I really admire you.
I would not either. I mean,
Yeah, I don't know.
I would be peeing my pants.
And shared a pretzel.
Yeah. But what a great reminder that, like, yes, you're right. People are forgiving and understanding and oftentimes open to reconnecting in this way. So good on you.
You know, I just realized that I forgot to give the listener who called in about her skin a micellar water recommendation.
What would you say?
Well, so one of the ones that I really loved is Tarte. It's a little expensive. It's not a drugstore brand. You can get it at Sephora. I was just Googling Simple. I do like Simple's micellar water. It is not, it's sort of like in that gray area of cruelty free where I believe they are cruelty free, but they're owned by Unilever,
I think.
Which, you know, has mostly non cruelty free brands. So I guess I would look into that.
Okay. Well, I just looked up my number one favorite micellar water, not cruelty free, according to Cruelty Free Kitty. So I'm not going to chime in right now. I'm going to figure that one out.
All right. Okay.
Changing focus.
Yeah. I was very interested in this email and subsequent voicemail.
They both make great points.
They do indeed.
Here's the email. Hi, Cat and Door. I felt compelled to pause the pod today for a few thoughts on hobbies. What is a hobby, and why do we think we need one? We seem to culturally think of a hobby as a kind of extracurricular activity that we could add to our application for the College of Full Human Grownups. But another definition could be anything we habitually do for its own sake, or any of the ways in which we pass the time that are ends in themselves. We may grow from hobbies or have something to show for them, but that is not their primary purpose. They are, or could be, any form of intentional playing, a, parentheses, dare I say, radical way to bring light to our lives that is not necessary or remunerative or on display. One of my first remembered embarrassments in elementary school was feeling like I didn't have a hobby. We were going around the room, each kid identifying their special thing. Basketball, tap dancing, model airplanes. I don't actually know what else because I was panicking. Besides watching TV, playing pretend, reading, and going to school, I didn't participate in any organized activities as a young kid. I think my parents weren't really focused on it and didn't have the money at the time for things like soccer or ballet or whatever. I felt like there was something wrong with me. But we are not children anymore, and we have had years to learn how we like to spend our time. Now there's nothing for it but to dive in shamelessly to every pointless thing that brings us pleasure. Reading is a hobby. Horse admiration is a hobby. Staring out the window is a hobby. Making lists is a hobby. Gently patting serums into our skin is a hobby. Singing is a hobby, and it's nobody's business but our own. I will also say that for me, getting away from the old Instagram, I just also want to point out this wonderful listener wrote old OLDE instant Graham E.
I know.
I freaking love that so much, listener. Really helped me reorient toward activities that I do just for myself and the people directly around me. I already tend to past tense and storify my experience in the world as I'm living, and I found that was accelerated by social media. Be here now, blah, blah, blah. Oh, God. I could like wrap this email around me as a baby blanket.
Yeah.
Loved everything you had to say. And I actually felt this way my whole life. I never had a hobby. I guess I did.
You did horseback riding.
I was a horse girl, but I never had like the thing that defined me, you know, like I wasn't a dancer. I wasn't a this, I wasn't a that. And that was all like, I felt great shame about that as a kid.
But you didn't feel like you were a horse girl?
I don't know, Dory. Maybe horse girl wasn't cool.
Okay. All right.
I never was like, I'm a horse. I think maybe it was like by the time I got into like middle school and high school was also when I like stopped riding so I could go to the mall more. And then I picked it back up in high school. But like I never felt like I had a thing I was, quote, good at.
Hmm.
Now I know what I'm good at, and that's podcasting.
Yep. You got an award for it.
I did. But that's not a hobby.
No. It's
anyway,
a job.
I freaking loved this message. But then...
But then counterpoint,
we got an amazing voicemail that I also loved that actually made me cry, which I had to text Dory about. So here it is.
Hi, Captain. Meg calling from London. I am actually just had to pause the pod and calling you on my way to my ceramics class. And I just wanted to really advocate for finding something creative that you love that's entirely your own and that you can do. For me, that was ceramics. No, Dory, you didn't like it so much, but for me, 2.5 hours a week where I can kind of mess about with clay and make what I want has been amazing. So find your thing, find your wondrous thing and create, and it will be wonderful and you'll really enjoy it. Thank you so much for the pod. I love you both and I love listening to it. And please come to London. It would be amazing to have a live show in the UK. Okay, thanks. Love you. Bye.
Find your wondrous thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you know, she's right. For me, it was not ceramics, but for her, it is.
And also, just, I don't know if I sound out of my mind, but the fact that someone in London called us walking, like on the street, like you could hear her breathing and hear the air, right, and like was on their way to the ceramic. I got so moved. I started crying. I loved both of these messages. I just feel like you both make such wonderful points. And I actually think you're both making the same point.
Oh.
Because the emailer also says, like, now they say there's nothing for it but to dive in shamelessly to every pointless thing that brings us pleasure.
Yes.
That is the same.
Find joy.
Oh man, I'm emo today. Anyway, listeners, you're just the best. Let's take a break so I can wipe my eyes.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
So you may recall we talked on a previous mini episode titled Protect Your Heart about a listener whose partner like basically was not sure they wanted to be with them anymore.
And made her like interview for the part of being
his
long-term girlfriend.
Yeah. And we received a lot of messages about this. So we wanted to share a couple of them. One person wrote, "Oof, just finished this app and the letter about the long-term relationship could have been from me about 5 years ago. I dated someone from 18 to 28, and at the time, I thought he was the person for life. It took me a solid year to realize I needed to end the relationship, but I did eventually end it. It took another several years for me to really see that as the right decision and to have enough post-breakup time, life experience, therapy, and interactions with the long-term ex to articulate why it was the right choice. I'm now certain it was. At the time of the breakup, it absolutely felt like he's the one for me, but he doesn't know if I'm the one for him. My therapist has helped me understand that it was a relationship that felt comfortable and familiar, but it wasn't actually fulfilling. So it felt both comfortable in some ways and stifling in other ways. The mantra that helped me get through the breakup was one that my best friend gave me. Her mother used to say to her, 'Who takes care of you? You take care of you.' I took care of myself by going through with the breakup and by going to therapy to figure out why that decision made sense for me. If I had to sum it up for my younger self, I'd say the things you want from your relationship but maybe feel you can't realistically expect from another person, you absolutely can have those things. Maybe the perfect partner won't look like you expect them to, or won't love the music or the food you love or whatever it is you think is on your list. But your future partner will absolutely give you all the emotional support, validation, encouragement, and vulnerability you're dreaming of. I wish the letter writer so much luck and peace and emotional support from herself, her friend circle, and whoever her destined partner is.
Did you mean to skip a paragraph?
I did. Okay. It just was long. Right.
Just want to make sure. Yes.
Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. Loved it.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that this person got out of that relationship.
Uh-huh. That's like my feeling at every single one of these. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, you did it.
Yep. Anyway. All right. Dear Kate and Dory, I'm writing about the listener in mini episode 89, Protect Your Heart, who is at a crossroads in her long-term romantic relationship. While there were many red flags in her situation, the part with him interviewing her about her long-term goals struck me right in the feels. At the end of our relationship, my former partner challenged me on every aspect of my being. He asked me to account for how much longer my grad program would take, how long it would be until I got a real job. When I began exercising to distract myself from our disintegrating relationship, he demanded to know my fitness goals in order to confirm that I was actually taking my tasks seriously. There was one night we ran together, and it honestly felt like I had to keep up with him to save our relationship. Dear listener, please don't put yourself through this any longer. Like Kate and Dory said, protect your heart, make a decision yourself rather than leaving it up to him. Whatever you can do to focus on yourself and what you want will help clear the fog of his ambivalence. Good luck. We are all rooting for you. Sincerely, been there, don't do that.
Best sign off
ever.
Best
sign off ever.
Been there, don't do that.
Yeah.
And we also had a person chime in over voicemail.
Hi, Kat and Dor. I just really wanted to respond to your the episode that you just recently had, Protect Your Heart, your mini-sode. Just to the listener who was talking about just that crossroad in their relationship. And I just really, really wanted to respond. I was so compelled. This is my first time calling in. But I was just compelled because I feel like I was just recently, just within the past few weeks, coming out of a similar relationship, similar circumstance. I was with my partner for about 5 years then, and I feel like I started to notice that there were a lot of signs that this person, you know, didn't feel as strongly as of late. I just feel like they were sending mixed signals and kind of, yeah, I loved what you guys said about just not being certain. And I feel like I wasn't getting the vibe that they were certain. And I had a lot of goals. I wanted, you know, to get married and I wanted to, you know, move in together. I wanted to take those big steps and they just weren't there. And I think I felt bad for me not being there and them not being there. But I just really love, I feel like almost like the episode was for me too, just making me feel like I made the right choice, to leave that relationship, that if they weren't certain, then I should, that somebody will be certain. And so I just want to like reach out to the listener too and say, I feel ya. I'm with you in the same boat. So it's not easy. It's really hard. But anyways, thank you so much for the podcast. It means a lot. You guys are like my best friends that I've never actually met. But anyways, thank you guys so much. Bye.
What's funny is that you listeners are like our best friends that we've never met.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways.
Totally.
I mean, again, I just felt like there was such a groundswell.
Yes.
Of support for this original emailer. People have been in your shoes. They see you and they support you. And I feel like the biggest message coming through is that like you do deserve someone who is solidly 110% there.
Please keep us posted.
Keep us posted. We're thinking of you.
We are.
We really are. And so clearly are so many of our listeners. So we got your back. Well, Dory,
Yes.
Shall we say goodbye for today?
I think let's say goodbye.
All right. We will talk to you all next week.
Bye.